And one of the things I've always emphasized through my studies and learning is that the biggest single asset the United States has always had, especially since the Second World War, is its alliance network. And I have subsequent questions for you on specifics of this in a moment, but what Trump is doing right now is demonstrating the disregard that he has for that, for this broader administration has. And how badly do you think, from a strategic perspective, if you want to focus on that level, could that be?
All
Is
right,
it a case
let's
that we
take
can heed
the
it?
framework, tactical level, operational. So tactically, you can do this and you can insult an ally in your in a news conference. You can raise tariffs on them. You can do all these things, right, tactically. And then you can go operationally, tactically, operationally. You look like you're really powerful, right? Because you're just doing these fiats on other people. Okay. That's the here and now. But I get it. If you're 78 or 79, you figure you're dead pretty soon anyway. And so maybe it doesn't all matter. But for people your age, where these strategic effects will play out, well, think about it. You're in Europe. I presume every European is trying to organize around this. This creates the most profound incentive system for Europeans to streamline their institutions, to cooperate ever better than before, and with other countries, and also to pay back the United States on trade. So I'll give you an example with Canadians. So after 9/11, immediately after 9/11, when all the planes were frozen in place and weren't allowed to enter the United States, Canadians immediately opened their homes to all the stranded American travelers, decent people. And Americans, if you ask them, do you have any problems with Canadians? I did it in Texas, which is in the it's a red state. And the only thing someone could think of in that audience was, well, they always beat us at hockey. No one can think of anything that a Canadian has done to them. Well, for Canadians, they aren't going to forget this for the rest of their lives. And if things go well, people your age should have good long lives. Where already in New England, where tourism is taking a hit, what is it, Jim Beam, which is a bourbon maker or something, they've shut down production for a year because Canada's not buying. And this will be permanent. It won't end with this administration. So the strategic effects of these, it's like Pearl Harbor. It looked great that day from the Japanese point of view. The emperor was running around with his naval attaché feeling really good. Fast forward only 2 years in that case, it was looking really ugly. Fast forward 4 years and the country was leveled. So Americans think that terrible tragedies can't happen. We live in an era of precision nuclear strike. No one's immune. So better to avoid a hot war than to get in one. And the problem with backing each other in the corner, and we've got reckless dictators all over the world in very important places, China and Russia, if a hot war spikes, the loser is may well decide to launch a nuke to make their last day your last day. So it's profoundly dangerous. Americans need to wake up and get with the strategic picture of what exactly are we doing? Because we're all in the same boat. We will go down together.
There are some who would argue that once the Trump administration is replaced by a more constructive one, say Gavin Newsom runs and wins, and this is my problem with Europe. I agree with your assessment in that we need to wake up to the realities of what we're facing, but there seems to be a bit of a European picture, which is sort of hold out for a return to some degree of normalcy. That's
Okay,
what I was.
I teach strategy, and one of the things one tells students all over and over again, hope is not a strategy. These are fond hopes. I hope I'm wrong. I hope what you're telling me is right. But I'm just following the evidence, and my recommendation to everyone is where all of us believe certain incorrect information to be true. The problem is most of us don't know what the incorrect information is. So I believe what I'm telling you is accurate. It could be inaccurate. And I will reassess. And I would be happy to say I was totally wrong. I thought it was a disaster. And it turns out wonderful things are around the corner. And if we all get together, wonderful things will be around the corner.